Hello, and welcome back to the American Academy of Psychiatry and the Law Landmark Forensic Cases podcast. Today we'll be discussing Painter v. Bannister, which was decided in the Iowa Supreme Court in 1966. The question before the court was, what is the standard to determine custody of a child? Facts. Mark Wendell Painter was a 7-year-old boy. His mother and younger sister were killed in a car accident in 1962. His father, Harold Painter, asked Mark's maternal grandparents, Dwight and Margaret Bannister, to take care of Mark after other arrangements had proved unsatisfactory. The grandparents brought Mark to their home in July of 1963. In November of 1964, Harold Painter had remarried and informed the Bannisters that he wanted to take Mark back. The Bannisters refused, and the court case was filed in 1965, of June. Since then, Mark has remained with the Bannisters. Ultimately, the court ruled that it was in Mark's best interest to remain with the Bannisters. The court discussed that the Bannisters and Harold Painter had different philosophies of life, but that there was no evidence that either were unfit to raise Mark. They noted that the Bannister home would provide Mark with a stable, dependable, and conventional home with opportunity for a college education and profession. On the other hand, Harold Painter would provide a more, quote, impractical and unstable home, end quote, due to his, quote, bohemian approach to finances and life in general, end quote. The court noted that there was a general agreement that Harold Painter needed help with his finances and that he had poor financial judgment. The court noted that an individual is free to choose his own values, but that it would be an unstable basis for Mark. The court believed that security and stability were more important to Mark's best interests. They discussed his behaviors, the lying, aggression towards other children, cruel to animals, when he first arrived at the Bannister's home, and compared it to the time of the hearing at which he was well-disciplined, happy, and relatively secure. The court had an expert in child development, Dr. Glenn Hawks, a child psychologist, who provided testimony. The court ultimately ruled that we do not believe it is for Mark's best interest to take him out of this stable atmosphere in the face of warnings of dire consequences from an eminent child psychologist and send him to an uncertain future in his father's home. Holding, the appropriate standard is determining what is, quote, in the best interest, end quote, of the child. In summary, Painter v. Bannister, which was decided in the Iowa Supreme Court in 1966, held that the standard to determine child's custody was that is what was in the child's best interest.